Chapter 19. It was black inside, but that wasn't what made fear pour through Ryu's body. Deep, snarling breaths echoed off the walls. First they seemed to come from the left, then the right. Then there was the smell. Ryu had never experienced anything like it. It reminded him of decay, of rotting meat. He became aware of smoke circling around him, embracing him like ghostly fingers. It was warm, moist, and musty, and it seemed to coat his skin with a film of slime. But it was the breaths that frightened Ryu the most. They seemed to whisper death. They rattled and wheezed like the last gasps of a doomed person. If Ryu's father was in here, maybe Ryu didn't want to see him.
Who's there?
Ryu called out. He tried to keep his voice firm, but it came out thin and shaky. Whatever was in the room belched another cloud of smoke. Ryu staggered backwards, coughing.
What? Is this the brave boy who stood before the great Jikaio so defiantly only moments ago?
Came the Jikaio's voice. It sounded electronically amplified. Ryu guessed it was coming out of a speaker.
You seem a different person. Could this be fear I detect?
Where's my father, Jikaio? Ryu shouted.
Not so fast, my impetus prisoner, the Jikaio laughed. I have much to tell you before you die. Much that concerns you. Perhaps you are not aware of what I have been doing all these years shut up in this temple. Only developing the world's most spectacular advances in mind and body control.
I could care less, Jikaio, Ryu reported. Just tell me about my father.
Your father, the Jikaio snapped, was one of my greatest successes. Moth was right. Dr. Hayabusa is not dead. He has been transformed. We fondly call him the Masked Devil. He is now a killing machine like no other.
Horror washed over Ryu like a bath of liquid ice.
What are you talking about, you demented creep?
A hot breath in the room suddenly became a gust of fire and grit. Ryu backed away, covering his eyes.
Ryu Hayabusa, you're about to meet your match. And guess what?
The Jikaio's deep laughter rumbled through the room.
He's your own flesh and blood.
Ryu stood erect in the darkness. He looked towards the source of the heavy breathing. He strained his eyes, trying to see something, anything, in the suffocating darkness. A word fought its way from the bottom of his being. It was a name he had never addressed anyone with, never dreamed that he would. Now he would say it for the first time in his life, and it felt wonderful and terrifying at the same time.
Dad?
With sudden blinding harshness, the room was bathed in bright light. Extending from the floor to the ceiling was a horrible mask. It was molded to look like putrid flesh, bubbling over itself, dripping onto the floor. Its eyes were hollow sockets, its nose gnarled and broken. Its mouth was retracted into a grotesque grin, rimmed with knife-like teeth. Fire whiplashed out of the mouth of the masked devil. Ryu backed away, his skin singed with the flame. And as the mask rushed towards him, flaring his teeth, he heard the Jikaio's voice screaming with sinister glee.
Happy reunion, father and son!